Good morning, Unbreakable Rogues. Good morning. Today it is Friday, Easter weekend, right? So hopefully you guys are gonna have a great weekend. You know, spend time with the families, spend time with, you know, with yourself, embracing the, you know, the ability to become one with you know, with the universe, you know, with your religion, whatever the case might be. So happy Easter. If you're in culture, but happy, have a good weekend and embrace the fact that time is flying. We are in the first quarter of 2024. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. By the way, you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram as Unbreakable Rogue, as well as YouTube. YouTube's still in the process to develop the channel. But anyway, today we're going to talk about yield. You know, when you go on the highway and, you know, or on the runabout and you yield to the person, that goes to the traffic, and you just like, or you're a nice person and you're in an intersection and you yield the guy that wants to go, or you move to the side because the guy in behind you is tailing you, is you know, the tail, you know, the guy that always is in a rush. The guys that they're always in a rush, they're always gonna be in a rush. I mean, for us, you know, for us living in the greatest state of North Carolina, you can feel that people move in a different kind of environment, right? So there's always these guys, they're always in a rush. So every time I'm in the road, I try to yield as much as possible. And what it does, and for me, yielding, it makes my life easier. Right, so it's a huge changes within my life that I gotta yield a lot of stuff, but it's everything has to be in order, right? In order for you to, struggle and make sure you're the first in line, you know, the first to go into the green light, right? And you see a lot in life, we're yielding. Into the wrong perspective. So what it does, it is, if you're not giving the right of way to the next person, or when you open the door to a person, you have to, it's everything that has to do, there's a reason for you to yell. Either, you know, you're a nice person, you know, of course, if you're on the road, you gotta respect the signs. I mean, does everybody respect the signs on the street? No. So you always get, I think in our lives, the more we yield, physically, mentally, financially, the amount of stress that it takes to a person. So the more you yield, and I'm talking about the same thing of negative, relationships, your negative. You know, we are in the worst times, and obviously at the same time at the best times, to evolve into a new person, right? So the more you clear those cobwebs, the more you follow, you know, your path, the more you follow your instincts, and it's like, man, why do I want to wake up at, if I need to be at work at 9 a.m., why I'm waking up at the same time? I'm experiencing things that I'm going, that is not in congruency with your, you got to be evaluate your life in a daily basis, right? So in the yielding process, I think makes it more easier, you know, and especially like this weekend. This weekend is the best example of yielding. Like, do I need to be at the grocery store before Saturday or before Sunday? You know, there's a lot of people that they're coming out of town. People are going out of town. People, the intersections are going to be crowded this weekend. So what I do, it is in these major weekends, I do exactly the opposite. I yield into my advantage, because as we go into more massively into the real estate world, I gotta be preparing. I'm doing a lot of stuff that surrounds my life that I gotta yield distractions. I gotta yield foods that I like to eat. But I say, you know what? I'm extracting. I'm dissecting every piece within my life so I can become, you know, become a better person, you know. And you don't think in that kind of, some sort of, you know, intelligence, because people, the younger you are, you haven't matured enough in order for you to like, man, if I continue to do this with my life, I'm not going to do it. So me, the older I get, I say, okay, I'm almost 50 years of age. I'm like, okay, so what do I need to do today to get me close enough into my goals? What do I need to eliminate today in order for me to get closer to my goals? What do I need to do today in order for me to feel better? You know, and that has to do with people, the jobs, you know, what they do for a living, you know, the friendships are there. So like, I spend a lot of time, you know, doing a lot of stuff on my own. So I got to do very efficient with, the time management. I'm getting better in a lot of those circles of life. I got to accomplish certain workouts through the day, because when you're sitting in or the computer or you're too active, you got to be able to equalize, to level everything to do in order for you to do a good yield. And the result is when you go to bed, you already accomplish all these things that you were planned through the day. So you're like, so you can sleep properly. If people don't yield properly, you know, you're like, you know, you're not satisfied. So you're always in that anxiety that you didn't accomplish the task. So you didn't, because you didn't do enough yielding through the day, you know. And it starts in the very first minutes of the day. The very first minutes is when you, what do you do? What's your culture of waking up? Like me, I've been practicing for a few years and I've been getting much, much better. And I'm not allowing myself to literally step out of the bed unless I'm clear. I have my exercise breathing, you know, my wife goes first to work and I go later on. So I have the time I can plan my day and even the day before. So how do I go to bed and how do I wake up is the best thing to yield. Because when you go to bed, oh my God, how am I doing? And you start having all these worries and all these things that we are thinking in the future instead of, you know, yielding into the present moment. The present moment, it is, what do I want to do today to feel better within the next 6 months? You know, and the best thing is eliminate. The process of elimination is, I got to eliminate this, I got to eliminate that. Do I need to be, you know, I haven't gone to a concert like in years. I don't have any plans to go anytime soon. You know, I'm focused in the things that I didn't accomplish, I'm getting much efficiently and having a goal setting mind. Like I need to do, I'm running, doing some training on my own for, you know, for real estate. So I got to accomplish certain classes, you know, I got to do a test that allows me to be going to the next level in the real estate world. So I got to eliminate, I got to yield. Like, you know, because most people, they are living, they are feeding on the distractions. Like sitting, reading a book that you know that you need to read You need order to learn more, to make more money within your business. You need that certification that is going to allow you to expand your business. And we don't do it because we're full of distractions, right? Like, the wife comes or the cousin comes. Hey, let's go a little walk in the park. Let's go take a little, let's go a little sightseeing. And you need that sightseeing, but right now is not the best moment to do so, right? Because the priorities that you set in the beginning and the distractions, so you got to, should I go take that walk, 20 minutes walk now? If you're not planning your workouts in a daily basis, maybe you have a routine already set up, and breaking that routine is a killer. And I remember when I was young, and I was on a vacation, and I went to see one of my aunts in Mexico City, and I called that I was going to stop by, and the assistant, one of the workers, actually picks up the phone and said, "Well, your aunt is busy. You gotta make an appointment." That was my old aunt that I didn't understood back then, and I was so mad for a lot of years that I stopped talking to my aunt for a lot of years because I thought I would just want to walk in the store and they're gonna everything is gonna stop. And it's just like, what do you need? How can I be at your service, right? Now I understand, because the problem that is happening in today's world is because we are too available to people. Right now I'm completely unavailable, like 110% to everybody. Unless there are something that is, I'm available to certain, my wife and certain people that I can bring into my circle in order for me to be where I wanted to be within the next 5 years. I got to be unavailable for almost everybody, an exception on a few folks that are there within the circle, right? When people are on the business, I want to have a seat on the table, right? They're gonna sit with the big boys, right? The circle, the King Arthur, the round table, right? Where the council sits, and the kings and the economic round table with all the big boys are sitting, right? So if you're not building at a strategy within your own family, within your own self, you will never be successful. And I learned the hard way over the long period of time, right? And the best example it is one of those things that someone actually is calling, and I got this for a person that I know, right? So they have this car salesman calls this person literally every week. Every week, that person is always telling me, like, every time I see that person, he's telling me, like, oh my God, this guy is literally calling me like two or three times a week. And I said, why you just pick up the phone and tell him that you're not interested? And every time, and that person hasn't done that. And I was like, dude, if someone actually calls me and I have this phone, I'm going to pick up and say, hey, who is this? Well, I'm not interested. Please take me out of, this is a business line, or I start talking in Spanish. Like, I literally pick up the phone and people like, and they hang up, right? But if you have people coming, that's why you have always like two phones, because we give the phone to everybody. Right now you can have that voice over protocol phones that you can, everything is through the internet. So basically, if you don't want your phone to be around, you got to give other people's, your same phone, but it's through a voice over protocol line, right? Because we are too available to people. And I did it until because we're not yielding long enough in order for us to, to be better. We're like, oh, no, you can call me anytime. I'm here. No. So like, now that I'm in you know, I've been, you know, in business for a while, and I've been working for somebody else, and I'm almost, you know, I was back and forth, and I'm like, yeah, finally, we gotta do this. You know, it's like we are climbing into the Everest, right? And we're like in the dead zone. The dead zone in the Everest is like the last, I don't know, the last 800 meters or the last 2,000 meters. I don't know how, I'm not familiar yet. I have the number somewhere. It's like some point when you cross that dead zone, it's like you are on your own. I mean, if you literally, and there's thousands of bodies like laying around the dead zone, because, you know, if you help the next, I mean, you're going to die. If you move out of your line, then you're going to die. So you just got to, you're only, and the last resort is just go onto the top. That there's nothing, there's like a huge culture of people have died to stop and help, because it is so, I mean, you're like, I mean, it's so dangerous, right? But if you, obviously, in the same concept, if we apply that in our life, if we're not yielding enough, we are going to die. I mean, we're not going to accomplish that goal. We're not going to go through that stage, because if you don't do that, then you're not going to, get that promotion. You're not going to get that. I mean, it's your life depends of making those kinds of moves. You know, most folks that they are, obviously in real estate, you know, investors, you know, you see and people have been pretty successful in any source of, in any kind of business, is that was the risk that I took back in when everybody was running, right? Back in 2008, these guys were doing that. I was working. You know, this weekend is the best example to yield. I could be relaxing today. I could be like, it's Easter weekend. I'm gonna relax. Today is Friday, and then I have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm gonna relax for 3-4 days, and I'm just gonna forget about the war, and I'm gonna chill. But if I don't did what I did in the morning for a few hours, I'm getting ahead. So me, I'm going to wake up maybe an hour before this weekend so I can study a little bit more, so I can get out of the way the things that I got to do, so I can get ahead. So what are we doing today to get ahead? You know, maybe we answer the email, maybe, you know, doing that that extra meal. You know, a lot of folks that are doing a lot of those meal preps, right? Meal preps that is, you know, you gotta, you know, go to the store and prepare your meal so you can have the everyday meal for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You do the same thing, so you're like an athlete. You know, I have friends on Instagram that they're athletes, and they are like, these guys are like massively eating the most healthy. You know, they eat their own foods, and they don't eat processed food. They don't eat meat. They're yielding. That's why their lives are so amazing, right? So a few years, I was like, man, I want to be just like these guys. How do they do it? The best, you know, there's no secret. The best recipe to accomplish that is to yield. To forget about, you know, all the distractions and oh, I'm gonna, you know, do this and that, and then look what's happening. Well, these massive Hollywood, moguls. They're crumbling like cookies, because people thought they were just bigger than God, and they are just as a human can be, and they are just, you know, the guy from crypto is going to jail, and a bunch of folks within the next 5 years. Like millions of people are going to jail because they're stupid. Instead of yielding to go to church, or yielding to go that weekend to build that, to help that community center to something, to help somebody. I always said, you know, go help somebody that can never repay you. Go help somebody that can never repay you. That's the best thing to yield. Have a good afternoon. Have a good day. Enjoy this weekend. I'm going to pray for you this weekend and send positive vibes your way, and enjoy, yield in the highway. You know, if you don't have any business going out this weekend, stay at home, stay relaxed, and stay hungry, and get that stuff that has been bugging you for the past couple of months that you haven't. That procrastination is the mother of all fuck ups. I always say, Procrastination is the mother of all fuck ups. Have a good afternoon. Go help somebody. UberogueGmail.com. UberRogue. And follow me on Instagram @UnbreakableRogue. Have a good day.